Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to another episode of I Think We Got This. I'm your host, Brandon Robinson, and today I have a special guest, Adam Chucky Hawk. What's going on, man?
Oh, not much. Thankfully, you invited me to your humble abode.
Yeah, dude. Like, I know we tried. I think last weekend, but yeah, you know, life happens. We just got busy and shit like that. It's been a long week. The last 2 weeks have been a super long week. Both just busy as fuck. You've been on an off shift, trying to make things happen.
Yeah, so. You know, thirds, staying up all night, drinking coffee, getting, you know, jacked up on caffeine, sleeping barely, you know.
Oh yeah, dude, trust me. I've been coming in early, just to get some extra funds, and
Things are rough these days for some people. Some people doing better than others.
That is true. That is true. It always makes me wonder how some people get by doing the absolute like bare minimum, as opposed to like helping out. But I mean that's a whole thing, you know.
Yeah, you know, some people grow up without needing to keep up with the Jones.
True.
You know, as some people would say, you know, they need less, want less, don't yearn for the finer things in life.
True. I do like having a lot of fine things. Yeah, I know we talked about, I mean, hell man, like you and I can sit and talk about like a bunch of random things like all day, and I'm often late from break because we'll be sitting together and we just get like a quick 15 minute span. We just get into something heavy real quick.
Well, that's pretty much where my mind goes. I don't think I can sit and have a conversation too much about, you know, the weather or
like small talk. Yeah.
Or things of that nature. I want to get down to the nitty gritty about, you know, what's really going on in your brain sometimes, just because that's what's going on in my brain. I'm analyzing things that probably don't need looked at so deeply, but that's just how I work.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. I enjoy talking to you because I know I'm going to get something new every time. Something new that you've come across or something, you know, even if it's something we talked about, it might not be a point that we've hit yet.
True.
You know, like, we just didn't have the time, and I'll catch you like either next break or I'll catch you somewhere else. I'll catch you doing something, and you know, and then I'm late again for doing whatever.
Go into a deep, elaborate mindfuck almost.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on in this world?
Yeah, whether it be, you know, like, have you read this? Because it kind of pertains to this, or did you see this? What do you think about this? And there's a lot of subjects that we've talked about, especially the last 2 years in general. A lot of just different changes have happened in the world alone. Not even in, you know, and just like nerdy
our hemisphere, but
yeah,
let alone the entire
the entire globe of just like there's so much And everywhere, you know, everywhere you look, you know, it's a new, you know, just new rules being placed somewhere. New, just like countries being like broken down. Like there's crazy things that are just out everywhere. But yeah, I wanted to get you on and just talk and see whether it's funny, whether it's serious, whether it's just like hey, what weird shit are you into? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I think I'm into some of the weirdest shit that you possibly could be into. Thinking about stuff that, you know, some people don't even really go down those paths. Like, legit, you know, I've said it multiple times here recently. I think the Matrix might have been onto something, you know, that might have been peak society, you know.
1999,
pre-9/11. Pre-COVID, pre-Iraq, pre-Afghanistan. I mean, things were going good. We were making things. People were getting better.
And yeah, it all went just kind of south. Like it's like after like 9/11, it just like everything. It just seemed like it's always something
yes.
going on.
And we, you know, I really believe that was the time when we started to downsize and recycle things that we have already seen before, you know. And
it is a lot of, like, you can see a lot of similarities in things that happen in the world that are just, like, feel like that happened, like, already. You know, or, like same thing happened, like, how does this happen again? Or, like we've ran into, like, the same things before, and now we're just doing, like you said, recycling, just doing it again, whether it's a new terrorist we're going after, or a new threat that we're facing, like, but it's the same threat, just new people.
Yes, and, they found a way almost to label anybody in which they can use it to their advantage, so whether it be terrorism for religious, or now you see it with, you know, leftist terrorists, right wing terrorists. They've opened a Pandora's box per se with the idea of if we label you something, then we can do anything we want with it.
Yeah, if it's something just that's like against you, whether it's yeah, like you said, like religion. A lot of it is like product goods, like we run out of things, and then, you know, it just we're fighting just to get everything that we need, or whether we need it or not from whoever we're trying to get it from. It's like it seems like we just want control of everything, you know, and it's wild to me. And then yeah, like you said, like left wing and right wing terrorists, like they're. What's shitty is like terrorism just doesn't feel like it's across the ocean anymore. You know? Like not I'm not saying like all other countries across the ocean are terrorists or like against us or anything, because I know they're not. But it feels like there's also a massive like war brewing here, almost another civil war style.
Yeah.
Style thing that's up and coming.
Which it seems like, again, you know, it goes back to roughly 99. I don't know if it was Fox News, CNN, when that 24-hour cable had to become a thing. They had to fill 24 hours a time, and they've done a great job of making me or you the other in someone else's eyes. And once you have deemed someone not the same as you, it's easy to just not respect them in any way and
oh yeah
and try to end them, for lack of better words.
Yeah, no, I've definitely lost friends for not having the same, like, I don't view things the same as they do. Now, I don't think any less of those people. Like, I'm just like, all right, cool, we have different opinions, or we see things differently, like, whatever, but we still have similarities, we have memories together, like, we are fine, we're cool, and then, it turns out, no, we're not.
Yeah.
You know, just because they, like, no, there's no more, like, hey, let's go get a beer together, it's you and I can no longer be acquainted, like, acquaintances or anything like that.
Well, it kind of feels that social media in itself has given everyone a megaphone mm-hmm. for their mental thoughts that used to stay inside, where, you know, you might read a newspaper clipping and you'd have your own opinion on it, but you don't have anybody to tell. You just can say, okay, I, you know,
yeah,
I register that story and I think it's dumb or I think it's great. But now with the invent of, you know, social media, it says, hey, I read a story and I think it's whatever and I share it. Well, now somebody who I remotely know, barely any, reads it and they hate it. And now they think I'm an idiot for some reason.
Yeah.
Because they don't like the opinions inside it. So now I'm fighting with somebody for no apparent reason that I don't even know about something that before would used to stay inside my own brain. Where now, and it's almost like you co-sign ideas even though you might not. You might only think one thing inside that story is relevant, but you've shared a story that has a ridiculous headline, and now you're also a ridiculous person in the mind of, you know, 50% of the country.
Yeah, yeah, so, true. Anybody who sees that you shared that or there or that you responded to that in any way, it doesn't matter what way, if someone sees it different than you, then you become lower to them.
Yeah.
Like, you become beneath them. Entitlement is a huge problem nowadays, dude. Everybody, like, I know I run into problems with it, like, myself. I don't feel, like, entitled, but I do feel like at work, if I put in the extra time, if I do the extra thing, if I go the extra mile and I show, like, the initiative on things like that, then why am I still at a level of with people or like who don't care who are literally just there and barely even do the bare minimum, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like they just skate by or they find a constant loophole after loophole after loophole, and then they just skate. We make the same, you know, I have to go through the same dumb shit that they do. Like, I'm trying to better myself and do things, you know, and I can't break that wall down. And so I don't know. There are days that, you know, I feel like, hey, like I'm doing, like if people like way above me know who I am and know that I'm doing these good things and tell me that, like, why can't you help me move? You know, give me some advice. But then there's other days I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter. It really doesn't fucking matter. Like,
and I go through lots of spurts of that where I feel that I want recognition, but I don't really take it that well. It's hard for me. I don't know. I might have some type of, you know, internal, I don't know what you'd call it. But when I receive praise, I almost feel
worse,
ashamed from it, just because it's like, I don't know. I don't, maybe it has a lack of self-confidence or something like that.
No, I agree with that. I'm the same on that. I criticize myself heavily. So if somebody else has given me something, it often registers as like, oh, thanks, like, I don't know if you're being serious, or if you're, you know, if you're fucking with me a little bit, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, are you being sarcastic just to give me some shit, or are you actually being, it's kind of hard to tell, especially from those that you are close with, that do joke with you about, like, certain things, and can have, like, that kind of same tone, you know?
Yeah, and that's what's, it's hard to read someone sometimes.
It really is. It really is hard to just kind of tell, like whether somebody's actually close with you or like cool with you or not. You know, it's getting harder to tell nowadays. But you do find those people that you know that you can trust. You know, I had a problem at work the other day, and I had a lot of people trying to help me out and do a lot with me, a lot for me to help me out to make sure I was okay. So it's days like that that, like, you know what, it's nice to know I am, like, I am liked, I am appreciated, even though I do keep to myself a lot. You know, like, when my friends are around, I can change that. I can be uppity and mm-hmm. do my thing. Otherwise, I'll keep quiet and be myself.
No, I totally, I feel that, because, you know, sometimes, you know, social anxiety can get the best of you. And with the new internet age that we're in now, you know, you don't really have that human connection that you had at one point in time. Again, not to beat a dead horse, but, you know, 20 years ago, it wasn't like this. It was, you knew where you were and you knew where you stood, but now you put a fake picture up and everyone tells you how great it is. and then 10 minutes later they're, you know, talking about you here or there. So
true. Yeah, people like what they want to like, and then, but they have like true opinions on whatever the subject is afterwards, and it's kind of shitty. I run into that. I get that a lot.
I kind of feel that it's, you know, there's the internet has taken away personal interactions with people, and it almost.
I think a lot of people just don't know who they are, man. I think a lot of people don't know who they are anymore. And it's hard to tell. I was talking about this with somebody the other day. To, like, really understand, like, who you are, you have to, try to understand, like, your likes and dislikes, and then work from that, you know? And I pull a lot of things, like, all together that I like. And that just creates my personality. You know, I used to be a big sports guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, so like I surrounded myself with that kind of atmosphere. And then I gotten like really sick, and then I quit sports. And, you know, I started watching shit like Jackass, Viva La Bam. And like Bam, like, captivated me. I was like, that's awesome. You know, he's a cool dude. Like, I want to do that stuff. And that's, I pulled that personality, you know, and I took what I liked out of that. And then like, things like Pirates of the Caribbean, I pulled Johnny Depp's personality out, you know, and then, like, all right, cool. So I meshed those, I meshed, like, I still have my, you know, my sports, you know, kind of stuff in that, like, I learned a lot of discipline and stuff from that, so I would pull those in, and like, all of those collectively will, like, make who you are. So you're going, I have similarities with a lot of people, because I can pull things from different things, you know, like, being around my grandparents or my dad and, like, pulling things from them and learning from them, you know, like, being around my grandparents, I can respect, like, I have to work hard, I have to make sure my shit's all done, you know, like, whatever it is, like, and then the slower lifestyle of, you know, just kind of just hanging out,
taking it all in.
Yeah, and then, like, I get that out of my dad as well, but then I also get, like, you know, you gotta be aggressive and do your stuff, you gotta be able to be on top of things, and just never quit, you know? My dad, when I moved out to California after high school, and I asked my dad for a journal, so I could, you know, and so he got me a journal, and he just put a quote in there. He said, "Movement is life." That's all it said. And that's been one of my favorite quotes ever, and I feel like I, you know, I liked it when I was younger, of course, but I like it more now, because just constantly trying to, like, I took it as you got to better yourself. The more you better yourself, the more you try to grow or learn things or do things. That is life. That's in learning things and in experiences and just, you know, just constantly. Progressing. Yeah, exactly. Just going forward instead of, like, just, like, I'm just stuck. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not living then. You're just suffering. You're just here. And you're just letting it pass you by. Now, I have moments like that, of course. And then I also go a different way with life of, like, life overall is just boring. And, like, what makes it exciting are moments. You know, there are definitely just moments. And that's what memories are, to me, anyway. It's a moment. You don't remember your entire day. You remember moments.
The sliver of time that it was the greatest.
Yeah.
So where'd you live at in California?
I lived in Long Beach. So, Southern.
Oh, so you was in the hood.
The first time I was out there, I was like 7 blocks up from the beach. So I was basically like right in the hood. And then the second time, I was 5 blocks. So I was in a little bit nicer area, but I was still like, if I walked outside my apartment, there were still like 3 to 4 homeless people just chilling. You know, follow me to the gas station so they could bum a cigarette. Like, I ran into that kind of stuff. But, and that, like, that was actually a huge eye-opener. I'd seen homeless people in, like, St. Louis. Mm-hmm. You know, but I didn't have to, like, walk the streets around them. I didn't have a car out in California. So, like, I had to interact. I had to talk to them and be around them and whatever. And, like, being from here, you have, like, a nicer personality than out there. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Like, you feel obligated, like, if you make eye contact with them, to be like, "Hey, what's up?" It's like passing somebody at work, whether you know them or not. Like, "What's up, man?" You know, like,
Yeah. I had a different experience when I was there. My father lived in Fresno. And
okay, okay.
It was gang member. Especially, you know, that was pretty much what it was. And that's how I was introduced. I stayed about 2 months in Fresno. And, I mean, I had a different experience.
Yeah, then. Yeah. I mean, it was cool, man. I tried to go the whole thing. And it was different. It was hard, you know. And plus, I didn't have anybody I knew out there. Like, I missed everybody. And all the friends that I had at the time, you know, were like, yeah, hell yeah, we'll keep in touch. Nah, like week one, nobody talked to me out there that were my friends, you know. I had some would hit me up here and there, but.
And that's the hard thing is, you know, you create a life here or anywhere, and then you think to yourself, well, I need to move on. I need to get somewhere else. And you go there. The grass isn't always greener on the other side.
No, it's definitely not.
And then sometimes it feels like you've left and you've lost an opportunity because the people here don't treat you the same. And if you come back, it's always different.
It is always different.
It's never like it was before you left.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, which is probably why some people stay stagnant for the whole entire life is that they're content
yes, with like what they have.
Or too scared to try and meet new people or move on to better things. Because, you know, after all the things I did, I was content. I worked at a place. I thought I had a good thing going. And I left for a pay cut. And here I am now doing better than what I was. And if I wouldn't have took that leap at that point in time, I mean, hell, yeah. I could probably still be just, you know, spinning that hamster wheel. So.
Yeah. I, you know, there's always, you can always ask yourself, like, the what ifs on life in general. On the, you know, like, what if I would have done this or this or this? And, you know, you never know. Like, whether it's a good experience or a bad experience, something brought you to the point that you're at. You know, all that together brought you to the point that you're at. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Was it you and me? No. I was over at the other buildings. We were talking about it. Like, life has like a funny way of working. I mean, like funny or however you want to look at it. You know, like they were saying that, you know, a guy caught the ass end of a deer running across the road, and like you could see him running straight across the field. Like they're The guy that I was talking to said he was behind the car, and one in front just caught the ass end of the deer. But you could clearly see him just dead sprinting across the road. So, like, how does... You always just wonder, like if I would have done something different. For even 5 seconds. If I would have just sat in my car, maybe picked a song out for a little bit longer. Or if I would have, like, instead of rolled that stop sign, stopped at that stop sign. You know what I mean? Just, whatever it is, you can think of a multitude of different things. You know,
see,
that wouldn't have happened.
I've been getting a lot of, you know, blowback from my outlook on life at this point in time because I've been really into this super determinated universe, as in the fact that everything has been pre-planned from the beginning, which it has a lot to do with, you know, how I've tried to look at, you know, just how things happen in the world is that if God made everything and he put everything for a reason, then everything that has happened has been there for a reason, and your choice has already been made for you.
Okay.
A long time ago. It has nothing to do with the way that you're thinking now or this or that. You were always going to make that decision. I was always going to come here on this day. A lot of people don't like that because it's scary, because then it almost makes the statement that you have no free will.
You don't control your destiny at all. Like, it's all, like you said, predetermined. It's all set.
Yes. And, you know, to me, it makes sense. because I don't understand why some things would happen and some things wouldn't happen. But if it was meant to happen, then it kind of lets me off, you know, it lets me off the hook a little bit.
So if it's like a good thing, like, oh, he said I needed a break here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And, you know, and that's, I mean, some, and, you know, they say God won't give you more than what you can handle. And so he puts you through those trials because he knows you can handle them. And he knows you're going to make through, and he knows what you're going to do when you get there. A lot of people, again, don't like it because they want to think that they have a choice in what they do. And they might. I don't know these answers. This is just how I feel how I'm trying to, you know, wrap my head around this crazy thing we call existence.
That's a hard thing because we don't know, and we'll never know. But yet, then you know, you.
So that being the statement, what would you feel is more accurate: a predetermined universe or a multiverse where every decision now creates a new set of offshoots of what possibly could happen to you?
So, like in this one, like doing what I do now, I might in like another one, basically the one with Jet Li. So like I might work at a factory in this one. At the next one, you know, maybe I run that factory.
Or, and there's a factory where you ain't got one, where you got no hands, you know. There, yeah. And there's a factory where me and you never met. And then there's ones where me and you.
See, that's where I think. That's honestly like the kind of thing that I think. Like look at how big the galaxy is and how much that we can see and we can't get to. So we'll never know. Either way you want to look at it, we'll never know. But I try to look at it as like we're creating a lot of AI, right? Mm-hmm. Why? Because we can. So if God was, I'm agnostic, so if God was real, mm-hmm. but did he do it just because? Just because he could? Like, why do it? What's he need? He doesn't need anything.
Again, what's the point? And that's...
Then, like we're just chilling, dude. We're just doing whatever. Like, he just put us here. He gave us a consciousness and then let us create, you know? But then where do gods come from?
Yeah, what's like...
Like,
what's
descended from skies, like Greek, Roman, Mayan, Egyptian. Like, they all come from the sky. They all come from the heavens. They all have statues, monuments... we've seen them. We know what they. We know. You know. We have stories of them. Yes. You know. But you know, the stories are kind of like obviously like the Bible. Stories to help people, like get better, or, you know, or like relate.
Yeah, better grasps of certain situations.
Yeah.
Which you know, and again, you know, deep dive Bible type shit. It's like you look at the first story, right? Adam and Eve don't eat from the tree of knowledge. And where are we at right now? We're balls deep in the tree of knowledge. We're out here making robots. We're out here shooting stuff to the moon. We're creating, you know, hydron colliders that possibly create black holes. I mean, we're literally, like, it seems that knowledge is the thing that takes us farther and farther away from our natural state. You know, because we talk mm-hmm. about it all the time, you know, me and my friend anyway. Talk about, you know, who did it best. Obviously, the Native Americans had it lined out. I mean, they lived pretty good, you know, lived off the land. Everything was chill. You know, nature was, you know, at harmony. And then we come in with our trucks and cars and high-rise apartments. And, you know what I mean? Shit's just going bad, so...
You know, the industrial age where we just...
And that's the thing. If we could use it for good, it would be good. But we have too much corruption to where the ideas that are... They're great ideas, they just get corrupted. You can't stop that.
Yeah. I think... Yeah, I do agree with that. There are a lot of ideas out there to help make the planet better. Of course. And when you see, like, small companies doing things like that, you're like, wow, they're actually out there doing this stuff. Mm-hmm. And you see big corporations start to dip their hand into that, and you're like, yeah, this will take like 15-20 years, like, all right.
But then they don't.
It just never does. They constantly push push the timeline, but yet still push the agenda for, like, funding and things like that, but yet the timeline just kind of like, oh, we're going to add this to it. So now another 5-10 years.
And 10 more years. And you know, 10 more years. Yeah. And 10 more years, we'll get there. We'll get there. And it just seems that if we could just take it back to...
Just do it. Just get it done. You know, Shia LaBeouf, just do it.
Like, yeah, fucking... just do it, buddy.
Yeah.
Just... And that, you know, that's... Some of just, you know, how I've been thinking about the world here recently.
But. Yeah, I mean, it's, it always makes you wonder, like, you see videos, like, I watched one, I think one, the other day, like a sea turtle's trapped in, like, a fishnet, like, super bad, that's just dumped over in the side. You know, you see those videos of, like, oh, yeah, just, like, random islands out here, and, like, look at all this stuff that's just washed up. Mm-hmm. You know, from cargo ships, like, either sinking or dumping, like, whatever, and there's just, you know, you see, like dead wildlife all over because, like, they don't know what the fuck it is. Like, I watched a polar bear have a can stuck in its mouth because, like, it had bit into it, and then its tongue was stuck in the lid.
Well, damn.
And so, like, they had to call in a team to tranquilize it, and... then do fucking surgery to get its tongue out of the can, and then get the can off from its tooth. Like, because someone had, like, left a can of food that was camping out somewhere.
Yep.
Like we are shitty.
We are shitty. And there's just
when
too
I
much.
See things like that, I'm not going to say I'm perfect at all. Like, you know, I've thrown shit out, like, the windows and stuff before. Like, I've done that, you know? Like, I know... I haven't always done my part to be better for the planet, better for us, you know? And anybody can look at it and be like, oh, like, everybody else does it, so, like, my one can isn't going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, okay, but that's, like, where... That's the cycle that we need to break, at least in my eyes. Like, yeah, but just because it's one more doesn't mean it's going to end the planet. But if you didn't do it, that's one less as well. Like, if you get everybody on that mentality of, like, you know... If we pushed the agenda for making things better as much as this is gonna be hard. There are gonna be people that listen. They're gonna be like, well, I mean, but those things are important too. Like, okay, but if we push the agenda to clean up the planet as much as we pushed race or gender or any of that shit, we would be further.
Yeah.
If we push things to better each other rather than to tear down and pit each other against each other, we would be a better off nation.
So, I don't know if this makes me a hypocrite or just an asshole because I can see it, where I totally understand all these points, but I know myself enough that, you know, I definitely violate a lot of things that I preach about, but I don't feel, you know, again, that just might make me an asshole because I see it and I can recognize it. But it's almost like my mental human nature won't allow me to fix that thing, right? Like, you talk about, you know, littering and, you know, stuff and this and that. It's like, I know it's bad, but I promise, you know, I'll throw a cup out the window driving down the street. Now I think about it and I think, oh, whoops, you know, I'm a piece of shit. But, like...
Then you turn your music back
up.
Yeah,
but,
fine,
you know what I mean? At least I can see it. You know, I don't know if I can change myself in that way. That just might be my own mental...
I try to be better about that.
...inability, but...
No. And that's completely fine. I think that's why there's that old saying, like we as a human race are just inherently destructive. Because, like, we know we're at the top, so we just do what we want. And if it's easier, then that's what we do.
Which is, you know, why a lot of people, you know, a lot of the things the way we are right now, it's like people are out for themselves only. And when you have a lot of power, you pretty much could care less about, and you can't knock somebody for that.
But see, again, I think that's where people are really, really are just, like, about themselves, you know, or their small group. That's really all it is. But I think that's a social media, that's a news media problem, all that stuff, because it's taught you to, like, oh, I can stay behind this, and I'll just worry about myself.
Yeah.
I'll say I worry about everything else. Like, online I look good.
But I think that's where some of our major problem is that, you know, we're trying to be a global community when that's not what it's supposed to be. We all have our own likes and dislikes, and you're never going to be able to make everyone agree on anything.
No.
So, you know, again, this is going outside of the box, but this whole federal government thing, that's the issue. But you still need it, because we need a government federalized that says, hey, California, we see you got all the fruits and all the vegetables and you got all the food, but you know, over here in Nevada, they ain't got nothing. We can't let you tax the shit out of them to get some vegetables. We can't let you do that. So we got to make sure that there's a federal law that says, hey, you know, food, you know, trade is going to be equal. But at the same time, people in Nevada ain't all about what people in California are all about. So you can't pass a law specifically, you know, to a certain thing, i.e. abortion, you know, sex discrimination, drugs, whatever you want to call it. You can't have that because not everyone's the same.
So
but
you like...
have to have it to make sure that California doesn't tax Illinois, or Illinois doesn't tax California for its corn or anything like that, because we need it. You know, the manifest destiny was correct. I mean, we do need from sea to shining sea. But the federal system in itself is very hard to move around. You know, states' rights are definitely a thing. People should be broken down by how they feel. If you don't like something, move. If you do like something, move. But you can't incorporate all that under a federal system because, you know, people, again, California and Florida are completely different people.
True, very true.
They're not going to be into the same things, and so that in itself is an issue with.
So, yeah, like the federal and the state really need to, like, cooperate on how things are done. So,
in the beginning, it was a loose. The federal government was not end all be all.
You know,
nobody wanted the federal government at the time in the creation. Mm-hmm. It was only after the Civil War when the federal government said, "No, bitch, you're ours." You know, they told the states they couldn't secede from the Union, which, you know, was a large step in a, you know, overbearing government, unless, you know, because before at that time, you know, it was like, get down, do whatever you want. You know, Illinois, you like this, go ahead and do this. Texas, you like this, go ahead and do this. But then they was like, no, we're federal. So, I mean, that's going to be hard to encompass everybody's beliefs into one large umbrella. Like, you know.
Yeah, and yeah, to get everybody to be on board with the same things. But that'll, like you said earlier, that'll never happen. Because then, like, you look at that stuff and it really should just pertain to our nation on how we do that, but it doesn't. You know, once it gets out, this is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying the entire world follows suit on what we as the USA are doing. But if you look at it, you know, like across the board, like murder's a bad thing.
Yeah, and there are some natural things but that seems like no brainers to me.
Those things should just be, don't kill somebody, don't break into somebody's house,
steal their car. You know, I mean, it's just like, okay, we understand that.
Yeah,
but then when you get into this, you know, this whole woke, because again, you know, if my hypocrite or if I'm an asshole, like, I'll call somebody a retard. You know what I mean? I know that's not, like, a great word to say. I get it. I'd never look at someone with Down syndrome or cerebral palsy and call them a retard. But I feel like, you know, Steve Carell had it right in the Office. You don't call a retard a retard.
Yeah.
You call your friend a retard who's acting retarded.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? That's
not
facts.
It's that not me, like, being an asshole. Like, I mean, I get it. It's an offensive word to some people, but I mean,
it's funny though.
You're allowed to be offensive. That's part of it. If you don't like it, you turn your head.
I mean, that's like you know, we used to call like our friends, you know, like, oh, dude, like, you're being gay.
Yeah.
You know, like, and now you can't say that, but that's, I mean, Do we still? Hell yeah, we do. Like, I'll let that one slip from time to time. I don't mean to. Like, dude, quit being gay. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mean, I do not mean to. But, because then when I say it, then I'm like, man, like, I don't feel like shit. Like my friends aren't going to take it shitty or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And I have friends that are gay. And they don't take it shitty. They're like, oh, I know you're not being a, you know, well, you're not, like, you're not out here
that's,
like.
That's like the thing. It's like if you're personifying somebody with that attribute.
Yeah, if you're putting meaning behind that word that's negative, then I would understand it.
Yes, but to not, you know, give that personification of you're acting like X, so you are this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then that's where, you know, we run into this. That's why this whole woke and stuff, you know, because, I mean, I think some of the woke stuff is good because you don't want to be a fucking asshole. You just don't be a fucking prick.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? You don't walk up to somebody with a lazy eye and fucking say, hey, you know, look at your fucking lazy eye. You just,
yeah.
That's being an asshole. That's not being woke. That's yeah, well, just not being a fucking dick. You know, same, you know, that. So I don't see what the big problem is.
I understand it on, like, checking yourself or checking other people for being like, what are you doing, you know? But when it comes to, like, when it comes to, like, just, who was I talking to? I was talking to somebody about it. Like woke agenda for a lot of people is, yeah, like woke agenda to, like, a lot of people, to some people it's good, some people it's bad. Like, I can see the good in a lot of things, like I said, like, calling people out on what's being negative, on, like, what they, like, dude, like, you need to calm down just a little bit, you know? But I can also see it on, like, you're being nitpicky right now, you know? Uh-huh. Like, you're really pushing just to be, like, you're just being a dick to me, telling me not to be a dick, and I'm not even being a dick, you know? Like, you yeah. know I'm joking, you're just using this because it's a hot topic right now to come at me to be like, hey, I'm better than you.
Yeah, virtue signal.
Yes.
Look
yes.
how good I can be.
Yeah, like, hey, I'm doing it, and you're not. I'm going to mm-hmm. call you on it. Like, you need to calm down, because no, you're not. I don't remember who I was talking to. But we were talking about, like, I'm all for, like, women's rights, obviously. Like, they need to be able to do a lot, like, everything that we do, you know, and be seen as equal. And that's fine. I grew up with five sisters. I've always thought that, like, I've never thought of them, like, less than me, like, at all, you know? Like, mm-hmm. my sisters did sports, I would go to their games, like, she, you know, they need the same as we do. But then you look at that shit now, right, they want to pick and choose what they want. I was talking to somebody about that, like, you see a lot of girls who are like, oh, like, you, like, I'll fucking beat your ass, like, alright, cool, but then as soon as you pop, you're like, wow, you hit a woman, like, whoa, dude, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's like little shit. They wanna pick up, like, they wanna pick the little shit and nitpick what they want out of it to have the good and not the bad. And right. I understand that, but that's not how it works.
And that seems to be the whole issue with, you know, again, it goes with entitlement or woke culture in general, is that I deserve, so you can't act in a certain way. And that's the whole issue, is that I can act however I want. I might get repercussions, but they don't Ooh, yeah. come from you. They come from actual written laws, you know, like this whole canceling people. That's not a real thing. You can't be canceled. People can try and boycott you.
Yeah.
They can try and do stuff, but no one's going to ever
stop you. If you get, like, a big following, and then corporations or companies who hire you stop fucking with you, doesn't mean you're canceled, because someone will
pick you up. Yeah, you're not canceled. They're just, you know, these people, and again, it has all to do with money. If you was to subtract the money out of the situation.
Yeah, like, oh, we're losing a lot here now.
Yeah, and, like, you've already set yourself up for that. You said, hey, Pepsi, be my sponsor. And so Pepsi gave you a lot of money, and then you crossed Pepsi. So, like, what are they supposed to do?
Yeah.
They got to sell Pepsis. Like, I mean, it's...
I'm not going to put your face on my bottle anymore.
What they do. So, you got to understand that. So, it's not you being canceled. It's just them doing what's correct for their business.
And that's how they stay a business, is by doing business-related things, whether you agree with it or not. Like, if they don't agree with what you're doing, then yeah, I understand backing out. That's a smart business strategy. That's what you do. Like, I would like to get a chick on here to talk about shit like that, because it when I can't ever get one on here to like talk and be like that's just kind of how I see it right now. Like, if you see it a different way, tell me, and I'll adjust how I feel about it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, I will happily adjust how I feel about it. We can have an open discussion, and that's fine. And I'm cool to do that. But I can't ever get anybody on here because like, no. Like, that's too much. That's too heavy. Like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, some people just ain't ready, and that's part of it. You know what I mean? Some people are, they want to be anonymous and
oh, I mean, they could totally be anonymous. You know, I would.
But no, no one wants to put themselves out there like that. No one wants to.
Well, they don't want the backlash.
Be an open book, and you know, be the one that did say the controversial thing. Because you know,
if the right person listened, then they lose that person. Yeah, I get that. Or lose whatever.
Lose what they could lose.
Yeah. I get that. Or you know, like if they. That's another thing. A lot of people saying, you know, oh yeah, like I agree with this or agree with that. Whether it's a thing like woke agenda or could be something as small as like I like these movies. You know what I mean? It could be something small. If you tell people you like or dislike it, but then in reality you do or don't, whatever the opposite is of what you're saying, and when they find out like that, then people are like, you know, they're worried. They're so worried, like. Like, oh, I'm going to lose these guys. Like, I, you know, they're only hanging with me because I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
And that again, I feel that's all too much. Part of the social media aspect, which, you know, really scares me for the children, because they aren't going to grow up in the world that me and you did, where there was other people there. You know what I mean?
Like outside doing, yes, doing like, things.
You know what I mean? You got into it with, you know, Johnny, you know, over to Billy's house. You know,
yeah,
what I mean? And now you get into it with Johnny on the internet, and Billy done seen it, and, you know, he's laughing at you and calling you a sissy, and now everyone, you know what I mean? So everyone's concentrated in one area, and everything's out there for you.
Like, you can't really... There's always something... For anything on the internet, there's always something. You know, it seems like every month there's a new thing. You know, like you can't like someone's picture or comment on someone's picture because then you're a simp. You can't say you.
I'm gonna be with that. That's for sure. You don't ever do nothing like that. That's for real though.
Like you can't ever do anything. You know, like if you end up liking something online. You know, or like sharing. So, like, I share a lot of anime stuff, like anime related things or like cyberpunk related things, just because I like the aesthetic. I think it's cool, you know. But then people are gonna be like, "Oh, that dude's like a weeb. Dude's a weirdo." You know what I mean? Like, all right, well, come actually have a conversation with me. I'm a little more educated than what you give me. But you know, like, I don't know.
But that goes to you know the point from earlier. Like, if there was no internet, you would never be, you know, yelling out at the rooftops. Hey, I like anime, you know what I mean?
You
just have it down here, and, you know, you just have your own thing. But now, but you know, that's a good thing, too, because it does spread awareness for other things, you know? Because you don't ever know what you're into until you know. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, yeah. I didn't know that I liked Dragon Ball Z until I watched it. And then I was like, okay, this shit's all right.
So... A guy that I know, he came up to me today. He's a big CrossFit guy, right? He came up to me one day, and he was like, I gotta ask you a question. I was like, all right, shoot. He was like, does it make me a bad person that I just don't want to have a conversation with the average person anymore? And I was like, what do you mean the average? Like, are you putting yourself above, like, your people? Like, people that you fucking are around every day? Like, people that you work with, you do the exact same job as, just because you do CrossFit and they don't? So you're saying you are above them? And he's like, I mean, he couldn't answer, because I got him, you know? So he was like, I just don't want to talk to him, because it's not about what I want to talk about. I was like, all right, like, I'm not being a dick, but that's a selfish thing. I was like, just because you don't want to, like that same me coming to talk to you and be like, dude, did you see this movie? You know, and like, I go in to explain it because I really like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just keep changing the subject to CrossFit because that's all you want to talk about. Or you talk to me like you would talk to your mom. Like, yes, yeah, yeah, okay, got it, yep, all right, cool. Nothing. You know, you're not giving me any, you're not interested, so then why am I, you know, he's like, then I'm just, like, wasting my breath if I'm just sitting talking to somebody. I was like, okay, well, you won't know that you like something. I've learned so much from having random interactions with people. Like, even with you, there are things that I didn't even know, like, literally anything about, and I've just listened to you talk, and then I learned something. I'm like, oh, shit, that's actually kind of cool. So I go and look that up, and then I have more knowledge on a subject that I never even knew about, you know? Or maybe you and I are talking, and I didn't know you were into this thing, so we're both like, oh, shit, like, that's cool. And, like, now we have something we can connect on. So I was like, that kind of makes you a narcissistic, like, very, very egotistical kind of person. Like,
sometimes I look back and I try to, you know, reflect on myself in such a way where it's like I see that too, right? I see that in myself where, one, I was a new kid probably 5 or 6 times in my life, right? Mm-hmm. And so I always want to include. But sometimes, just like whoever you were describing, that's why I'm always, like, quieter by myself, or I'll go sit, you know what I mean? I'll sit somewhere else. It's because, like, I mean, sometimes it's like, yeah, I don't want to engage in such a conversation.
Like, but small talk.
Yeah, and to me, and you know, I don't know, and, you know, sometimes I feel like I shun people. You know, there's just some people I just be like, I don't even fuck with them. No reason. No reason not to. No, animosity or any bad blood anywhere. I just like, you know, hey, this person just rubs me the wrong way. We got nothing.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, though. I'm not saying you have to, like, go and talk to every single person that's in passing, you know. Mm-hmm. But if somebody does come up and talk to you, and you can tell they're, like, genuinely excited, and, you know, and you haven't been like, hey, I'm just not in the mood to talk today. Like, you're just, if you're actually, like, giving answers, and you can tell they want you to know,
uh-huh,
like, they want to share that with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, just listen real quick, dude. Like, maybe you'll find something out you didn't fucking know. And I tried to put it out there as, like, say you're out on vacation, right? And, like, say you go on a fucking cruise and you meet, like you're a couple, you meet another couple, you guys are just kind of talking, like, mm-hmm, so you're trying to, like, learn about them.
Swingers?
No, just like but not necessarily, hey, if you guys are trapped on a boat for fucking a week, I guess, you know, like,
it's the implication.
Yeah. But I mean, like you're trying to, like, learn about these people, and you have some other people to hang out with, you know, while mm-hmm you're out. Are you really just going to be that selfish to be like, I don't give a shit about whatever you guys like. Let me talk about CrossFit for the next week. You know, like as all I want you to know is what I do, what time I wake up, how heavy I lift, the tournaments I go to. That to me is selfish, and like,
I think that's what puts you in the douchey category. And that's me? Like, no, not you.
Okay, I was like, how does that put me in the douchey
person,
category?
The person that did, you know, because that's some of the stuff that I try to avoid in general. It's like, you know, we'll go up, and it'll be somebody, and it's always the same thing every single time, and it's like, okay,
like, if you're having the same conversation,
I know, you know what I mean, we've told me, and like,
yeah, I get it, you wake, you do this, you do that, you do whatever,
like, and that's where that might be part of what leads me to being like, all right, I'm done with this guy. Regardless of, you know, what exactly is going on or talking
maybe
about,
maybe you got a new workout today. I don't, it's just, to me it's the mm-hmm same. I get it, and that's
where, you know, I'm not worried, I'm more, I want to talk about ideas.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about physicality and, you know, things that we have, and, you know, just see my new TV and what about this or that. It's like, I want to know about, like, what you think fish think about whenever they come out of the water. You know what I mean? They see a whole new fucking world, and you know what I mean? Like, what's going on in that brain? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, is that the same thing for us? We get pulled out of the...
Why did deer stop in the middle of the road for headlights?
Well, you know, it's like Men in Black, you know what I mean? You see that cat's you know, thing, and inside it's, you know, 1,000 galaxies.
Oh, and that, the,
you know, it's all these galaxies, and who's to think that, you know, maybe you zoom out of us, and we're, you know, fish in a ocean.
Yeah.
And we just get plucked out with a, and, you know, and there's some fisherman, you know, Joe Schmo Jesus, got his fishing pole in there about to pluck us out of the sky, you know. That's the type of shit that I'm on, like, you know what I mean? I want to know what you think about that, like.
That's, you know, like, I get that. See, I never would have compared it to Men in Black, because I didn't think about that, but as soon as you said, I knew what you were talking about, like, that's wild, yeah, like, I mean, what if we are just a tiny condensed galaxy inside of, not necessarily a cat's collar charm, but, like, yeah, like what?
But just the idea of it, because fish, they don't
because
understand.
Then
the fish have no idea about this.
Yeah, yeah, they don't know what we're doing.
They have no fucking clue. They don't, so who's to say that we don't, that there's another plane?
What is the smartest animal?
Well, if you go by Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, it's obviously dolphins or whales, I think.
I knew
it's dolphins in that
movie. I knew they were some of the smartest, but like apes, like monkeys and shit are closest to us.
I'm pretty sure monkeys are all dumb. I think they, you know, throw their shit at people and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're super dumb, because they know to steal shit. I don't know. I've never tried to study monkeys, so I don't know. Like, but I know dolphins and whales are extremely smart.
I'm gonna put 10 on that, like, stealing things is like baked in nature
for them,
for everybody, animals. I mean,
I get it. Like, dogs will go, like, steal your shoes and shit like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you're out there in the wild, and all of a sudden you see an apple on the ground. You don't ask them whose apple that is. You're grabbing a fucking apple, or you're a bear, you're a bobcat, anybody. There's like, oh, hey, there's something on the ground. That's mine.
Bet. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But that also goes with the idea that there's no possessions. You know what I mean? Fish don't know nothing about no possessions. Neither do bears. So you can't. I mean, can you steal without possessions? Is there theft if you own nothing?
I mean,
is there crime?
Like if you take away ownership, is there really crime? Like, just because it's here?
Like, yeah, that's, you know, there was like an old Indian native, whatever the fuck you want to call it, wokeism, whatever, I don't care. Talked about how there's no thieves in our tribe because no one owns a horse. No horse thieves. Because no one owns horses. Because horses are their own thing. So, like, I mean, what came first? The chicken or the egg? Who did the law become a law?
It would have to be the chicken, right? Because the egg is created by the chicken.
Evolution. You never know what could really actually come first. Because, like, you know what I
mean? A chicken would just have to appear.
So you got some type of bird animal, and then all of a sudden, sexual relations, you know, I did not, and then boom, egg comes out. I don't know how that goes. You're gonna have to talk to somebody who does stuff like that.
Yeah, but the egg is created by the chicken. But a chicken would just have to be.
Is it?
Yeah. It comes out.
But then who created the chicken?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it would just have to be, like, placed here.
Yeah. Obviously, like, you know, some type of...
But it had to be created.
Immaculate conception.
Yeah, but at some point... And it's not just a chicken. Everything. Everything had to be created at some point.
But that defies the laws of physics. Matter cannot be created nor destroyed.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
See, like, that's
mind-blown.
It's
right
hard.
There.
It's mind hard, blown. Man.
Don't even try and think about that.
It's hard, dude.
Hit the bowl 3 times before you try to fucking go down that rabbit
Fuck
hole.
Fuck that. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to figure that out, dude. Like, what is really...
all-time riddle.
Where does anything come from? But again, that goes back, like, into us creating AI, just because we fucking can. Just because we can. They don't... It's not some, like, Terminator thing. It's just because we fucking can. Because we want to know how smart we can make it.
Mm-hmm.
And see what all it can do, how real it can be. Can we create a consciousness, a self-thinking AI? Can we actually do that? I don't think so.
No, because I feel like that's too close to trying to play God.
And that would playing God, though. If we can manipulate genetics, that's already playing God.
I feel like that's not actually a bad thing.
Oh, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But if we can manipulate how something is going to come out, whether it's color or whether, like, hey, this one will be healthier, this one will be bigger. If we can manipulate that kind of stuff, and then even back into AI, if we can get it to work, like robotics, get it to work and maybe have, like, a couple set answers that it chooses from of what it thinks is best to what I asked, you know?
Yeah. So, let's go back to this. If you could genetically modify your body so that, you know, you wouldn't have cancer, but you automatically died at 60.
Would I take that risk?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
So you would press your luck?
I would press my luck to have cancer. Because, I mean, like, I'm 31. Now, granted, I could get it in my 40s. I could get it in my 50s. I could be 100% cancer-free, guaranteed, and just at 60, I die.
Yeah. Are you taking that?
Man, I don't know. I don't know. Like... Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. I think I will just see how long I could go. Granted, do you want to live to be, like, super old? You know? And eventually you get back to, like mind of, like, infancy. Like, you are helpless.
This real Benjamin Button scenario.
Kind of. All right. I have a question for you. You have a button in front of you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You push that button, instantly you get $1 million, all yours. Nothing, no one can take it, no taxes, no nothing, blah, 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 whatever. But every time you push the button, and every time you get $1 million, someone in the world dies. Do you push that button?
I mean, since this is...
You don't have to know anything about it?
Theoretical question, and it's not real. I'm probably going to say yes, just because I know my nature as who I am. As a person, I feel like I would do it.
I'd push that button.
Because I, you know...
I would push that button ten fucking times.
I'm a selfish and...
Because, I mean, dude, like, one of them could be me. I could push that button and I could die instantly, but I get $1 million.
And, you know, push that button, it could be somebody that's 90 years old.
It could be a fucking terrorist. And for all I know about,
back,
dude.
And to go back... In this predetermined universe, God's already got you lined up pressing the button. So yeah. you already are pressing the button regardless. Yeah. It was never a question.
Either way, I'm pushing the fucking button.
Yeah, because it's predetermined. You already know you're pressing the button.
Oh, yeah. I would push that button. If this was a real scenario, I would probably take a couple minutes to actually think about it because it literally could be anybody.
You're pressing the button.
But then I'm going to push that button.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Let me close my eyes.
Yeah, like, you know what? Hopefully it's not a hard-to-push button.
Fuck it. Fuck it easy.
Yeah. Yeah, wholeheartedly I would push that button. For the 60 and, you know, cancer-free, that's really tough, dude. I don't think... Yeah, I think I would just... risk it. Live life. If that happens to me, that happens to me.
Well, see, I feel like at that point in time, I would probably take the 60, but then I would just go straight retard, you know what I mean? And just do all the shit you knew was going to go bad, you know what I mean? Like
you know you're going to die in a year now. You're 59.
Well, you know you're not going to get cancer, too, so you might as well fucking... You know, drink your liver, stupid. You know, other things.
Smoke cigarettes. Yeah. Go hang out.
I'm not going to say smoke cigarettes because, I mean, I'm not. I don't think they're that cool.
I mean, that's,
they don't
that's
even
fair.
Taste good.
That's fair.
So,
I
like,
smoke
what?
Cigarettes.
Who the,
that's fair.
Who
that's
was
fair.
The stupid? Who thought that was a great idea
for like tobacco
in general?
Dude,
I mean, maybe they weren't getting fucked up back then. So, like, you know, this probably really twacked them out back in, you know, the 1800s. But it still couldn't have tasted that good back then.
No. Well, no filter back then. You got more, but it was just more of a burn than anything. So I don't really know where that would have came from. To be honest, I've never looked it up. But where did anything start?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, at some, well, they got, you know, jacked up on it, so they twisted it up and got, you know, smoked out, and they're like, okay, this is cool. But, like, along the way, like, it never tasted. Why would you want it?
That's fair.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. I'm not a smoker, though, so, you know what I mean? I always got too fucked up. I'd be passed out.
See, I don't drink as much.
I turn white as shit whenever I smoke a cigarette.
Really? Yeah. See, I don't drink as much. I drink here and there. That's about it. Yeah, I just stick to cigarettes. I don't know. But I mean, again, where did anything come from? You know, like, where did we get the idea to fucking make whatever? You know, it doesn't matter. Like, whatever you think of. What the fuck did we think to make chicken nuggets? You know?
That guy was a genius.
I know. Dino Nuggies, bro.
Alright, top 5 cereals.
Cereals?
Of all time. Dude. This is way random as fuck, but like...
Fruity Pebbles. Captain Crunch. Actually, Captain Crunch first, with Crunch Berries. Fruity Pebbles.
Okay, because that's its own thing. So, Crunch Berries.
So, we're like, Crunch Berries, Captain Crunch, Fruity Pebbles, Cookie Crisps. Probably... Cheerios, but I add sugar.
Yeah, that's a solid list. I'm gonna go.
I didn't think I would actually have 5. That actually came a lot easier.
Number 1 is probably gonna be Frosted Flakes.
Mm.
I mean, Tony the Tiger is not wrong. They're
true.
Definitely great.
True.
A lot of people ain't into this, but I'm going Corn Pops.
God, I haven't had Corn Pops
2,
in a while. Really?
Number 2. Corn Pops, number 2. All day.
I remember those commercials.
Yeah, I mean...
Wow,
then
Corn Pops.
Lucky Charms.
Ooh, yep.
And see, this is an oldie but a goodie. You probably might not know about this because you're a little younger than me. Rice Krispie Treats.
Yeah,
cereal.
I know Rice Krispie. Dude, I used to have those all the time.
Yeah,
they pop, dude.
The treat cereal, though, that had the marshmallow.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if
you...
Yeah,
dude.
I thought, like... Why can we not get that back? What the fuck's going on, Kellogg's?
Fuck yeah, those were so... I forgot about
and
those.
And this is a sleeper pick. I'm not sure if you ever had it.
Okay.
Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's an old person cereal. It is Oat Bran. But...
Good?
Oh yeah, it looks like little dog foods. Like little circles on there. Look like you eat dog food.
Man.
You can't find it that much anymore.
Was it that Count Chocula?
I don't do chocolate cereal at all.
That stuff actually wasn't too bad.
Chocolate cereal is the bane of my existence.
That's fair.
Besides possibly the Ninja Turtle cereal. Did you ever have that as a kid?
No.
Yeah, see, I knew that would be before your time. That shit was trash, too. Right. See, that was the thing. That's the other thing, right? Like, the whole fucking cereal industry is just a tank now because there's no cartoons on Sunday, Saturday. You know how many freaking Saturday morning cartoon cereals there were? It was everywhere.
Dude, they were all over the place.
It was just like, oh, here's a new cartoon.
But it wasn't even just cereals, dude. It was like, you know, you had like Fruit by the Foot that had like Scooby-Doo and shit like that. You had fruit snacks.
All the fruit snacks.
So many fruit snacks,
all the
dude.
Bootleg snacks.
They were, everything was just cartoon characters. And like, that's why I went and bought them, dude. I would go to Farm Fresh all the time. And I would like ride my bike up there and just go buy a bunch of candy because it had cartoon shit on it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that I like.
Genius marketing plan. That's what's weird. It's like, how does the shit happen now if the kids ain't seeing it?
Like, how do you get them to be better consumers?
Yeah.
Online, dude. It's all ad based. You don't need, like, kids can barely sit and watch I hate watching shit as an adult, like watching kids shows that I used to watch back in the day, because they say they're 30 minutes, but they're only 22 because of the commercials.
Uh-huh.
So when you sit and watch, like, a fucking 28-episode show, you can fucking burn through it in a day that you used to watch as a kid,
yeah,
you know?
Because it's not what it used to be.
Because it's not what it used to be. But now you can't get a kid to sit and watch that. They're like, oh, this is super dumb. And then they go and, you know, they're going to be watching shit like John Wick and whatnot now because he was in Fortnite. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But I meant, like, well, the attention span from all that, you well,
that's,
know.
That's from like, having phones and tablets
and tubes and shit like that, where they make, like, you know, 30-second interval.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Movies.
So, but, like, Vine was probably the start of that kind of stuff. Like, everything's quick, you know? Like, you do a funny joke, real, like, right here real quick, boom, onto the next video. I like that. Now that's what I'm going to do, you know?
Yeah, that's, I feel like that's not good. For the consumer, it's great for them because it keeps their they're still churning out things left and right without having to really invest.
I mean, but they buy them though, you know, like they might only like. All right, so I get on TikTok here and there, right? I've run across so many things on TikTok that I'm like, man, that's really cool. And I actually like, I'll go to the website and like open up the webpage and I have like 48 pages open in my fucking Google right now from just like just random shit, like whether it's something I'm looking up and I just haven't finished looking it up, or like, you know, like I see like just random things and I'm like, man, you know what, that looks kind of neat, like random products, and I'll look it up and it's just there. Like, maybe one day I'll get it, maybe I won't, I don't know. Like,
well, see, that's the consumerism in your brain. You've seen the fucking video, and regardless of whether you really need it, you just thought,
but I haven't bought it.
Cool, I know, but it's, I haven't, like, bought it. It's triggering.
Yeah, know? Yeah, it's there. Like, it is there. Like oh, damn, like, to, damn, it is there still.
They know. See, that's the thing. They know you'll go.
But eventually, I will get in such a mood where I'm like, I just gonna get rid of everything. And then that's what I'll do. I do that all the time. I recycle. Like, I stack up all this stuff that I like, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I go through, and then I'm like, you know what? I don't need any of this. So I go through my Amazon cart that's like $6,000 worth of shit, and then I'm like, nah, delete.
Oh, that's
delete,
what I do at Walmart when delete, I'm shopping.
Delete. Like, I save all this stuff in there, and I'm like, cause I, you know what? I like this. I could use this. And then I don't buy it. I just let it sit. Then eventually, yeah, I have like $6,000 worth of shit in my cart. And then, yeah, then I either save it all for later, or I go through and just delete. So that's what I end up doing with web pages and stuff. Like, you know what? I don't need this camera that puts an instant 19s, like, 80s feel to my photos, like a
that would be pretty cool though.
It was a mini camera, dude. That's actually like a little bit like
Polaroid.
Yeah. It looked like it made photos look like a Polaroid without it actually being like the printout Polaroid. But
how funny is that that we're going back to what we got away from?
Dude, that's what it is now. Yeah, everybody wants to go back to the 80s, to the 70s or to the 80s,
like, which is weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, it goes back to the beginning. The Matrix had it right.
But you go to the 80s and they were all futurism. Like, you know, they were into the futuristic, like the neon lights, the like, let's make everything better. Yeah. But just everything there was so good. Like, just the aesthetic, everything of it was just so good.
Again, you know, the Matrix had it. 99, peak mm-hmm. of human existence. Crazy.
That's what they say. Yeah,
it's crazy.
But you look at the eras too. If you just sit back now and look at the eras, like the '50s, you know, they didn't really have as much to do like this technology wise. So they just worked and then they had fun with what they had. Like, well, there being cars and, you know, '50s and '60s was like that a lot. Then you go to the '70s and it's like, all right, everybody's kind of mellowing out. We're starting to get a little bit. We're gonna fight the power on stuff, you know? Like, we just don't really want to deal with that. And then 80s is like, we're just true chilling. Like, we're doing coke. We're super just hanging out.
Making stock money.
Yeah, we're just, you know what? Everybody's just living free, doing whatever they want. That's like into the 70s, into the 80s. And then 90s, like, it's, all I think about 90s is like, either like, just straight house music, you know? Or like Nirvana, like grungy. Either got one or the other. I have like Night at the Roxbury or Nirvana. Like, yeah. That's all I have. That's all I think about in the 90s span for me. You know, it's like dark and gloomy, or just we're trying to hold on to the 80s.
Yeah, that was a lot of what was going on at that point in time. Well, you know, there was a lot of angst built up at that point in time from, you know, all the... From what the 80s, you know, the opulence of the 80s, just like, you know, you want to bring it back down.
Yeah.
Say, okay, we don't need all that and all that crazy.
That's just kind of how I view it. Like, you just kind of look at the eras and you can see, like, like, you know, 79, maybe into, like, 82, it was, like, kind of the same. But then, like, 83 on, it's like, you know, 84 was a big year, 85 was a big year, 86 was a big year, and then it kind of starts to get just darker.
Blast, yeah.
You know? And then that's where the 90s come in,
and then boom, right at the end.
Yeah. We're right supposed, like, everything's supposed to be over, and then nothing's over. We just go on into the, you
and
know,
keep,
2000s.
Yeah, and then keep trying to get back what we thought we used to have, which is what's crazy is that
we're... Yeah, going, and now we're reverting, yeah.
We're backwards from where we were.
We're definitely, like, on a revert. And, like, when I was younger, I was like, who would want to live in the 80s? You know, like... But now I go back and I look at it, I'm like, yeah, it's fucking sick, dude.
I mean, it's prime as fuck. It's like, do whatever the fuck we want.
Hell yeah, that would be awesome, you know? Like, I love that. Love that. Like, you could just get away with, like, everything.
Yeah, on the record, technology sucks. Let's just go with that.
You think?
Yeah.
Like, all right, so you think technology sucks as, like what it has become? Because it has allowed us...
I feel that, again,
progress.
Here's my socialistic tendencies to come out. I feel that the money has corrupted.
I feel like money is corrupt. I don't think technology is, because we do have a lot of great things.
I feel it had corrupted the technology, because they go hand in hand with each other. For more technology, you have more money. You have more money, you have more technology. And once you get too powerful, power ultimately corrupts. And you have either one or the other. You have, you know, superior money or superior technology. You're going to use it in the wrong way.
Yeah.
And what have we done? We've destroyed, you know, the internet almost with our ads and our scams and any other possibility that they can get with you. And if we didn't have that, you wouldn't have that thing, you know? It just...
Scams are so bad, dude. Like, you could... It's hard to... There's been times that, like, man, I would like to buy this item, you know, but I don't, you know, like, it's coming from China. Do I really trust that right now? You know, and there's been times that... Because there has been times that I've been burned by buying something, and I didn't realize where it came from, and then I get an email that is in some form of Asian. I don't know. You know, could be Mandarin, could be Japanese, I don't really know. Mm-hmm. And, I never see my item.
Nope.
You know? Like, it'll tell me, like, 2 to 3 weeks. Cool, I get it. Shipping.
Nope.
And then I never get my item, and I'm out fucking $50, whatever it was.
And you got sucked in because you didn't even need that in the first place.
No,
I didn't. You watched it on a TikTok video, and you said, you know what? Hey, that looks good to me. Let me watch her do this little cross my arms, flip-flop dance. And
hell
all
yeah.
Of a sudden, bada-bing, I'm buying a fucking sweater.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was about to say. I'm buying a sweater, yes. Hell yeah, you know my aesthetic.
Sweaters are nice though. I mean, you can't go wrong.
I do.
Nice zip up hoodie.
I do like my zip up wool sweater that I have. The thing is nice. I don't even know where I got that.
I think you got it from Bill Cosby's closet.
It looks like
from the Cosby Show.
It looks like something out of the Cosby Show. It really fucking does.
He'll probably wear it.
That or like a Carlton thing from Fresh Prince. Maybe not. His was brighter. He's a very bright and vibrant.
Yeah, I feel like Carlton was more on the preppy side. And
oh, wholeheartedly.
Theo was more like, you know, just a chill type of dude.
That's fair. That's definitely fair.
I mean, but, you know, you got doctor as your father, so your mom's a lawyer, so you're going to be able to afford, you know.
Yeah, whatever you want. Especially back then, you could afford that.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
You can definitely afford that stuff.
Good times back then.
So we've been like in a super super serious combo. We're almost at an hour 20. I know, like, really the only thing that we had talked about initially where we both were like, yes, let's see what the other one's got. What do you think your best trilogy is? Like, best, what is the best trilogy of all time to you? Back to the Future. Fucking Matrix, even though it's more than a trilogy now.
Well, can we go with something that's more than a trilogy? I mean, we probably shouldn't, but...
Well, I mean, like you have the original three Jurassic Park, because then they turned into Jurassic World, so I would accept shit like that, you know? Like, I mean, I don't know, it's tough. It's a tough thing. Like, the first three parts of the Caribbean were great, and then it switched, you know. It's Jack Sparrow's still in it, but, like, I mean, there's all kinds of different stuff. Like, I really liked Back to the Future. Super good. You know, Star Wars, each saga is a trilogy.
Now, I'm going to get probably a lot of flack from this.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with the three prequel Star Wars.
But wait.
The prequel ones, yes, with young Anakin.
Okay, okay.
Obi-Wan.
Yeah, never mind.
Only because, and it's only there because if you didn't have the second, you know, the original trilogy, it would not make the first or the prequel trilogy as good because you know how bad Darth Vader himself is. And so that second trilogy, the prequels, you see the transformation. And I feel like that in itself.
You see why he became what he became. If you wouldn't have had the originals, you would be like, really? The only, like, his real turning point was Padme dying and that horrible no? Like, it wouldn't hit as hard.
No, it would definitely not have as much oomph behind it. If not, without the first originals. But I definitely am going to say that Back to the Future has a strong...
I mean, fuck even Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
You're not a big Lord of the Rings fan.
It's not that I'm not a big Lord of the Rings fan. I don't know. I don't know if you can... They're like almost in a league of their own.
They really kind of are. They really kind of are, dude. Fucking, the Weta Workshop does amazing things. But, I would probably agree with you on the prequel Star Wars series being top tier.
A lot of people don't really care for it.
I think they do now.
They don't like the acting.
I think they do now. After they got the sequel series, I think they do now.
Maybe they only appreciate it because of the third trilogy.
Yeah, the sequel part of the saga.
So bad that they were upset about it.
I would... That's the one I watch the most. It's the prequel series. It's just, I don't know. Just better.
I'm a big Attack of the Clones.
Yeah. You like Attack of the Clones?
Yes. I feel that is the...
It's grown on me more as the years have come. It's still, to me, like the weaker out of the three. I actually do watch The Phantom Menace the most. I think it's just kind of like Naboo better.
You just like Jar Jar Binks.
He is the best, dude. Dude. He is the best.
Just... You saw some bullshit.
He is the best, man. He's a great established character who does great things for the series, and we all know that.
I feel like that was Star Wars merchandising.
Oh, 100%.
Trying to, get its foot out there. Because, again, that was back when cartoons was a thing.
I do, however... This will be controversial to a lot of people. I would prefer Jar Jar over C-3PO.
That's not wrong.
A lot of people would be like, well, C-3PO is part of the original. Like, alright, that's fine.
He sucks.
He's a shitty... He's annoying to me.
And, yeah. Yeah, he's just kind of a bitch.
He is kind of a bitch, dude. He's
like,
really
bro,
is.
You're a fucking robot. Do
like,
something.
Like, I'm not gonna take away, you know... Whatever he did in the original, and
I don't think he did much.
He didn't do anything. He did more in the sequel series than he did in anything else.
For R2-D2 not having no arms, no legs, no nothing. He didn't have shit but a little thing to shock people with. He's out there doing the Lord's work.
He is, and
then C-3PO, he got hands, opposable thumb. He's got the whole nine. Mm-hmm. What's he doing? Walking around, falling over?
He's not doing shit, dude.
He's not doing shit.
I do more with him in my Lego game than I do in... he ever did in any of the actual movies. That's funny. But, yeah, I would go with that. And then Qui-Gon Jinn, dude. Mike.
Well, you know, you got Liam Neeson's, so...
Yeah, Qui-Gon Jinn is a great character. And it's hard to... Obi-Wan's my go-to. But, like, like, he just, there's just something about him, you know? Like, feel, don't think, use your instincts. Like, there's just something about him, and just the way, like, that, that Liam Neeson played him, I guess, was just, like, I wish he would have just...
not died?
Yeah, yeah. And,
like, was more in the movie?
Yeah, it would have been, it would have been better for Anakin, I think. It's, I think it would have really helped him out, because he actually, like, cared about how Anakin felt and worked with him. And, like, rode that line.
Yeah, they should do a prequel of that. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. give me 50 years in the future from that, you know, show me the past, you know, show me Qui-Gon as a 20-year-old.
Yeah,
chopping
like
heads off.
Yeah, like going through being a just a straight menace, dude, like going, and then how he became, yeah, he became he wasn't a master. I think he was. I think he was a master, but he wasn't on the council.
See, that's
or the other way around. It was on the council.
Star Wars knowledge. I know, but I don't know too much.
No, he was on, I don't remember, one of the two. He was a master, but he wasn't on the council because they didn't, his views weren't the same, but he was a master.
He's like, nah, bro, you'd be thinking too much weird shit right now. We can't
have yeah, exactly. Like, you are close to a gray Jedi. Like, you can't, you understand that light needs dark. Dark needs light.
A little yin and yang
type shit. Yeah, to have the balance. Like, it's not all light. I think that's why I like him. I think that's why I like him so much. But then Obi-Wan is just a great character, dude.
He is good. I mean, I feel like they didn't do too hot in the shows.
Oh, and like to his solo series? Yeah. I think it was very slow. Very slow. Drawn out. And there were just things in there that probably didn't need.
I feel that, again, they're just trying to create content, so it's pretty much just like an RPG game, because that's most of what The Mandalorian is too, where it's escort this person.
See, I think that's why I like The Mandalorian, because it just shows you like what those random guys are doing. Like, they don't have anything to do with the saga. They're just doing...
But that's why I feel like it's just like, oh, hey, drag this over here, drop him there, escort this person here, return this, you know,
but think
artifact
about it.
To the other place. And I get that's what it is. I'm just saying, like, to me, the structure is
that's
a
what old
video
time,
game.
Yeah, but that's what old-time TV shows were, too. Every episode was different. They might, some might draw some stuff in, like, oh, like, remember this back then that came in here? Like, that obviously will do that more
serialized,
so.
Yeah.
But I think that's why I like it. Like, it, the old aesthetic and everything like that, it makes it look good. But, it just shows you, like, what the world is.
And the Boba Fett one, they could have crushed it. Oh, if they would have showed us Boba Fett after... you know, he takes off after he watches his dad get his head cut off and he becomes the actual bounty hunter. Like, let's see some of those stories. I don't want to see after he got ate. I want to see, like, when he was the badass motherfucker that he was supposed to be, you know. Instead, they gave us, 20 years later, and it's like, he's not even a badass anymore. He's kind of a chunk.
True. That would have been cool to see. Yeah, to see.
It's like a prequel. Almost.
How he got to be one of the most feared.
Yeah, show him going out there and just shooting somebody random because that's what bounty hunters do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Putting people in fucking frozen cold night for no reason. Yeah. But well, dude, I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah,
I know.
Great.
I know. We didn't get to last weekend, but you know, you're busy. I was busy.
Life happens.
I was actually supposed to go to Point Fest. I don't think I'm going to go.
Tonight?
Yeah. Well, especially, you know, after I finish this, I was going to, like, quickly go through everything and then go up to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater and go do that. But I don't think I'm going to... I don't want to do it. I just don't want to. It's a nice day. It would be a great day to go out there, but...
it would be a good day to go.
I just don't want to do it, dude.
Is
like, Papa Roach, Hailstorm... and Highly Suspect. That's who I really wanted to see, was Highly Suspect. And I was literally on my way last time when they canceled it because of the weather. There was like tornado warnings and shit. And
they're like a jam band, right?
Who?
Highly Suspect.
No. They actually put out great music. Hey, leave me alone.
Well, I didn't know because I'd heard some songs and I thought it was more like it wasn't a lot of him singing. It was more of them just kind of rocking out. And so I don't know if it was...
No, they've got... A lot of their stuff have, like, deeper meanings. I'll have to show you a video of one of them. But they're really fucking good. Yeah, I think Yellow Wolf is going to be there, too.
Yeah, I've seen that on there.
And a couple other things. But I'd rather go to Riot Fest. 3 days. Like...
I'm done with all that fest shit. I'm old now.
I mean, yeah. I'm not going to go every day. I honestly just wanted to go Saturday because there were going to be a few bands there that I really wanted to see. Like, Friday had some, but I just like going to see Taking Back Sunday. Yeah. Them live is so good every time. Under Oath is going to be there again.
It should be a good time.
But yeah, I'm not... Oh, I don't want to go all the way to Chicago. I hate it. They always put it in a fucking... in a sketchy-ass park, you know? But
yeah, well, you can't go to a park that's not sketchy.
True. Not in Chicago, but Naga loves it, dude. But all right, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, no, and, it was great.
We'll have to do it again. Yeah, we'll have to do it again. We'll have a better. We'll get more into
better,
like,
lineup.
Yeah, more into movies, more into games. I know, like we said earlier, like this, it's been a busy ass week, and Naga wants you to play with her. But
yeah, she does.
All right, guys. You can find me at. That's Mr. Dandy on basically anything. And, yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.